By now, you probably know the Packers' roster moves. But when they practiced this morning, we didn't. As a matter of fact, some of the players involved didn't.
I can't tell you that, you know, how many different conversations we've had. You know, that's why things are still moving. So, and that's why you really want to be prepared. Unfortunately, if something happens today's practice, these 7 days, Sunday to Sunday, is the hardest part for everybody. You know, personnel department, coaching staff, and myself.
But there was a brighter side to today's practice, and it was the participation of Jared Aberderis. Out since the first day of camp with a concussion, the former Badger was finally cleared for a return to action, well aware of the concussion controversy.
You got to be 100% confident with how you feel, your body, because if you're not, you're not going to be able to play at this level just because you can't have any doubt. So I think the organization here did a really good job, turning over every stone and things like that so that I can have my confidence. They did a really good job. I have full confidence right now.
Randall Cobb, who sprained a shoulder against Philly, observed today's practice, but label him optimistic when it comes to the league opener in Chicago.
I don't plan on missing a game. I'm doing everything in my power to get back before then. We still don't know the severity. I mean, we still got to get a lot of the swelling out. It definitely is a lot better than what we all thought it was in the beginning.
The Packer offensive line was bolstered today by the return of David Bakhtiari and Josh Sitton, who didn't play against the Eagles, as well as Brian Bulaga, who left the game with a sprained ankle. Whether any or all get any playing time Thursday night remains to be seen, however, as starters in general spent the day on the scout team.
We serviced the defense today, and it was great to get that kind of look in, just work on our fits, work on our techniques, and because we got the play right in front of us, you know, it's less checks, more fundamental.
Do you get the sense number 12 kind of likes the scout team? He seems to get a kick out of it.
He really does, and it's fun to watch him do it. It's fun to watch him all the time, but he definitely enjoys it, that's for sure.
The Packers also spent a lot of time on special teams today as they are coming off a lackluster game, save this hit by Demaryius Randall.
Mastey sends it sailing toward the near side. Numbers. Barner makes the catch. Decked immediately on the play.
Demaryius Randall. Bingo.
That's just something that I used to do in college and up in high school. I've just been a gunner kind of throughout my football career. Normally, if you end up getting off a block clean, the guy normally makes a fair catch, but this one didn't.
Demaryius Randall, not bashful about sticking his nose in there. Larry McCarron, Packers.com.